Welcome to Transformed by Grace, an in-depth Bible study of God's Word presented by the Berean Bible Society. Join us each time on this station as Pastor Kevin brings the transforming message of God's grace revealed through the Holy Scriptures.
Once a very special newspaper article featured a picture of a high school freshman as she prepared for a track meet. With shoulder-length brown hair, she looks like most runners her own age, thin, focused, intent on the race ahead. Undistracted, her face turns downward. She holds one hand at her right ear, and the other she carries a tiny radio attached to a fanny pack. Nearby, her father, Matt McCarthy, speaks into a small transmitter. Natalie McCarthy, the ordinary-looking girl in the picture, sprints both the 100 and 200-meter dashes for her high school track team in Washington. It is her almost total blindness that makes her most extraordinary. So how does she do it? How does she line up with a group of healthy-sighted teens and dash for a finish line that she cannot see? By radio. Natalie runs with a single earpiece in her right ear, with her father's voice coming through the tiny transmitter. She hears the course corrections that he gives her from the sidelines. With nothing more than trust and her father's verbal directions, Natalie runs at full speed toward a goal she cannot see, with competitors she can only hear, over obstacles she can only imagine. We are instructed to walk by faith, not by sight, in God's Word. We cannot see our Heavenly Father, but we hear His voice by His Word. He guides, directs, and makes course corrections to our walk, and we are called to trust Him completely each step of the way. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is foundational to the Christian life. You cannot become a child of God without faith, and we live and we grow as believers by faith. For the believer, faith is not just a one-time experience that takes place to be saved. The whole Christian life is a walk of faith. Hebrews 11:1 describes how faith operates and what it produces. In this verse, the author of Hebrews gives us a twofold description of what faith is certain about. Faith pertains to things that we hope for and the things that we cannot see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, verse 1 says. Faith is not a blind shot in the dark, positive thinking, wishful fantasy, or a vague superstition. Faith is not some feeling that we manufacture. Faith is confidence in God. It is believing Him in the testimony of His Word. It is our response to what God has revealed in His Word. It is a conviction that what He says is true, and what He promises He will do. It is a confidence grounded in the truth of Scripture. The Word is the basis for our faith. The word substance means a setting or placing under, and thus describes a support, a substructure, or foundation. It is that which goes underneath something which causes or makes it to stand. Thus, the word refers to that which gives confidence and assurance. Faith is the foundation, the support, and the confidence, as the writer says here, of things hoped for. Hope in Scripture is about the expectation of future good and blessing, and faith is the ground of that expectation. Our faith should rightly demand the surest revelation, the strongest evidence, and the truest testimony in the universe. And we find that with the Word of God. The Word is what gives our faith substance, assurance, and a sure foundation. Faith is the assurance that things yet future and hoped for will happen as God revealed they will in His Word. It is a persuasion of that which is hoped for. It informs its possessor not only that there are such things ahead, but that through the power and faithfulness of God, we will possess them one day. Faith gives us that assurance. The Word of God is the objective foundation on which all our hope results and is based. But faith provides a subjective foundation and assures us of the certainty of them. Faith provides us a firm foundation and standing ground while we wait the fulfillment of God's promises. It gives us support and assurance until that time. As verse 13 of this chapter says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them." Romans 10:17 says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As we hear God's Word and we grow and understand it more, faith is seeing God's promises to us afar off and being fully persuaded of them, and we fully embrace them. Then resting on the sure promises of God and expecting the accomplishment of them, faith gives the things hoped for at a future time a present reality, power, and comfort to the soul. It brings distant things near to our heart. Faith is the union between the soul and the things that God has promised in His Word. It is a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all that He has promised us in Christ. Faith is only as good as its object, and the object of our faith is God. And that is why our faith has real substance to it and gives us assurance. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." Faith is not blind trust in the face of contrary evidence, not an unknowable leap in the dark. Rather, faith is a confident trust in the eternal God who is all-powerful, infinitely wise, and always trustworthy, the God who has revealed Himself in His Word, whose promises have proven true from generation to generation to generation. And God and His faithfulness are what allows the believer to praise Him and rejoice at our hope and future blessings as though we are already in full possession of them. Faith faces the future with confidence. One day we know we will be in full possession of our hope and the things of our hope in God's Word, that they will come to pass, because our faith is based on the firmest of foundations, the faithful God and His Word. This confidence and assurance in God and His Word is the basis for what it means to walk by faith. Next, the writer of Hebrews states that faith is the evidence of things not seen. The term evidence means conviction, a proof. It is that by which invisible things are proved, and we are convinced of their reality. And again, the Word of God is how and where invisible things are confirmed, and why we are convinced of their reality by faith. Evidence describes faith as the inner conviction of the heart by which we know that God, angels, demons, heaven and hell, and forgiveness of sin are just as real as rocks, trees, and the sky, and the things that we see every day. physical eyesight produces conviction or evidence of visible things, while faith is the means by which enables people to see the invisible with conviction. Though the things and promises of God are only hoped for and not seen at this present time, this verse says that the eye of faith can see them, and the hand of faith can grasp them. This means that faith is stronger than any of our senses. We see by faith what cannot be seen by our eyes, and we grasp by faith what cannot be grasped with our hands. Faith does not put all its confidence in the visible. Faith brings reality to the heart of things outside the range of natural vision and the physical senses. Thus, 2 Corinthians 4:18 states, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen." Faith is our confidence regarding those things which God has promised us, for which we hope. But since these things are future and they are spiritual, they are things we cannot see with the human eye. But we have conviction by faith that they will come to pass, because God is always faithful to His word. Later in this chapter, speaking of Moses, verse 27 says, "By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." Like Moses, we can see God, who is invisible, by faith. We know, we have conviction, that God is real by faith, though he is not seen to our physical eyes. And we have the proof for that conviction by his creation and by his word. A couple verses later, verse 3 reads, "Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." To help us understand what the writer means by faith as described in verse 1, he supplied an illustration in verse 3. Verse 3 demonstrates the truth of verse 1. "Through faith, we understand," verse 3 says. This shows that faith is the vehicle and means of spiritual perception and understanding, and that perception comes by trusting God's word. The understanding of creation and origins comes entirely by faith. The creation we see is the product and result of what is not seen. By faith, we understand the worlds or the universe came from what is not visible. Things that we see were not made out of things that we see and are visible, this verse says. The creation is not eternal, and it did not produce itself. It was made by another. The creation is the work of the unseen Creator God and the result of His unseen Word that He spoke and all things came into being. And a spoken word can only be heard, not seen. The creation around us is the evidence of things not seen, as verse 1 says. By faith, we understand, we believe, we have proof, and thus we have conviction of God's existence, His wisdom and divine power through the creation. And we also have evidence and conviction that God created all things by the written revelation of His Word. The first thing we are told in the Bible is that God created the heavens and the earth. Faith believes God by believing His Word. Faith is to begin at Genesis 1:1. And it is to keep on believing God all the way through to the end in Revelation 22:21. Faith focuses on and perceives invisible realities. As 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." We are called to have a faith that trusts in God's trustworthiness. a faith that is not swayed by what we see, but stands on the truth of the Word. And to walk by faith is about walking with the Lord, who we have not seen yet. As Peter put it, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We walk by faith, not by sight, within a real personal relationship with our risen Savior. And Charles Spurgeon once said, those who walk by sight walk alone. Walking by sight is just this, I believe in myself. Whereas walking by faith is, I believe in God. Walking by faith, we do not walk alone. Walking by faith, not by sight, is to walk with God, to live in communion with Him, and to depend on Him and His wisdom and grace. It's about trusting Him with our daily lives and our futures. It's about surrendering control and yielding to His will. This relationship with God fuels our faith and gives us boldness to live for and to serve Him. As we walk and grow in our relationship with our unseen God by faith, as we get to know Him more and more, our faith grows and we begin to trust Him more. As we see His faithfulness and His hand at work in our life, our faith increases and it grows deeper. And as we walk by faith in His unseen plan for us, knowing that He is with us and is in control, even when things get difficult, by faith we know He's always there. We hold on to Him, and we trust that as His Word says, He makes everything beautiful in His time. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Here are some things that you should never trust. Trees, because they seem shady. Atoms, because they make up everything. Marine biologists, because something about them feels fishy. Pigeons, because they're always planning some kind of coup. Elevators, because they always seem like they're up to something, and they will always let you down. These might be things you cannot trust, but we can always trust the Lord. In Colossians 1:10, Paul challenged the church that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. To do what is pleasing to the Lord, we learn very clearly from Hebrews 11:6 that faith pleases the Lord. And thus we should walk by faith. Faith pleasing the Lord is a timeless truth that has been the case throughout all the ages and dispensations, and is true of our current dispensation of grace and for our walk in it. Faith and confidence in God and His faithfulness, His truth, and His wisdom and promises, knowing that He is completely worthy of our trust, is pleasing to Him. God cannot be pleased with one who has no trust in Him, who doubts the truth of His Word, who does not believe that His ways are right or the best, who rejects His guidance and believes their confidence is better placed elsewhere. Faith gives God His proper place and puts us in our proper place, too. It glorifies God and shows that we have more confidence in Him and His wisdom and power than we have in our own. It recognizes our need for Him. It is about relying on Him rather than on one's own efforts. As we fix our lives on Him, we allow Him to lead and guide, and trusting Him and His will and His Word. This results in a walk by faith, and it pleases the Lord. The one who comes to God by faith, verse 6 says, must believe two things. First, that He is, and second, that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Faith does not simply believe that a divine being exists, but that He, the God of the Bible, is the only true living God. It is to trust as the Lord said in Isaiah 46:9, "For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." Faith believes in Him according to truth, and as His character and nature are revealed in His Word. Otherwise, we're only trusting in a God of our own making and thinking and imagination. To believe that He is to exercise faith in God as He is made known to us in the Scriptures. That there is one God eternally existing in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This one God is sovereign, eternal, almighty, all-knowing, all-present, unchanging, with all of His attributes equally in balance, infinite in nature, in His holiness, justice, love, kindness, mercy, grace, and on and on and on. To walk by faith, we must have a correct understanding of God and of the one in whom we trust, and the Word of God reveals that to us. Second, he that cometh to God must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God rewards faith in Him for salvation with life, righteousness, and forgiveness. God will reward faith in Him for service by the church, the body of Christ, with eternal rewards at the judgment seat. He will also reward faithful Israel with rewards in His earthly kingdom as well. But for them that diligently seek Him, to find Him, and seek Him above all others, I believe this verse is saying that they will be rewarded with Him, with an increased understanding and knowledge of Him in a closer relationship. Proverbs 8:17 says, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." The greatest reward for our lives is the privilege of knowing God, knowing Him in a deeper, more profound way, and having a personal relationship with Him. The Lord God told Abram in Genesis 15:1, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." As we walk with God by faith, living our lives fixed on Him, seeking Him, we will have that great reward of increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 2:6 says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." To receive Christ Jesus the Lord in salvation today under grace, God's word is so clear. "For by grace are ye saved through faith," Ephesians 2:8 tells us. Romans 5:1 also states, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." In this passage, the Apostle Paul teaches us a weighty lesson, that it is not only by faith that we first come to Christ and are united to Him, but it is by faith that we are to live. Faith is how we receive Christ as Savior, and like faith is essential to salvation, faith is essential for our walk and our relationship with the Lord. The Christian life begins with faith, and it never stops. The first step is faith in Christ. Every other step after that is also faith in Christ. Is faith, like faith is the channel through which we receive God's grace and the salvation from all of our sins, faith is the channel through which God's grace and strength flow into our hearts and empowers our walk. The walk of the believer is much like Peter walking on water. Impossible to do on our own, in our own strength and ability, and that we must look to the Lord. And when we look to Him by faith, He empowers a walk that would be impossible otherwise. If we try to do it on our own, or like Peter, fear causes us to take our eyes off of Christ, we're going to sink and not be able to move forward. And it shows that we need the Lord. We need to trust Him. Paul uses the full designation for the Savior here in verse 6, Christ Jesus the Lord. And He's the one through whom we receive salvation. This calls to mind, though, the greatness of His person, the completeness of His work of redemption as revealed in this letter of Colossians. The Lord is extolled by the Apostle Paul in Colossians as the one in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins, that He is the Creator of all things, the head of the body, the firstborn from the dead, and that in Him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this shows us that all that is needed for a believer's walk and for us to move forward is found in Him. The power and the wisdom for our walk is all available to us by faith in Christ. We trust Him for all needed provision and guidance in our daily life. Like nothing needs to be added to Christ's finished work, that Christ did it all and we only need to trust what He did for us, we need nothing else but Christ for our walk. Grace teaches us that we need Christ for our salvation. And grace teaches us that we need Christ moment by moment, day by day. We cannot live a godly life without Him. Philippians 4:13 wonderfully reminds us, "For I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." The Christian life begins with Christ. He saves us from all of our sins when we trust Him as our Savior. The Christian walk and journey is all about Christ, walking in Him, walking in union with His mind and His heart, in His love and grace and strength. And at the end of the believer's walk in this world comes the joy of being forever with Christ in glory. From beginning all the way in between to the end, on into eternity, it's all about Christ.
Thank you again for tuning in to Transformed by Grace. We appreciate your prayer support and the financial gifts. The purpose and mission of the Berean Bible Society is to help you understand the whole counsel of the Word of God. For more information, visit our website at www.bereanbiblesociety.org or give us a call at 262-255-4750. Or if you prefer, write us at the Berean Bible Society, P.O. Box 756, Germantown, Wisconsin, 53022. Now, until next time, may you be transformed by God's grace.